Speaker 1. Lisa.
Just coming to France for 2 weeks on a language course is a really big adventure for me. It's the first time I've ever been away from home, so to be away from my family just for a couple of weeks is an interesting experience. And of course, I miss them, but it's okay. And it's the first time I've ever been anywhere by air, so for me it's all pretty amazing. Especially as I come from a pretty small village in Scotland.
Speaker 2. Mark.
I can remember a trip I made when I was younger. I was probably only about 8 years old. Anyway, it was one of the first times I'd travelled anywhere without my mum and dad. I was with the other kids from my class and a trip had been organised to a nearby wildlife park. Well, the bus broke down in the middle of it, and while we were all sitting inside waiting for the bus to be repaired, two lions came incredibly close to the bus. We kids thought it was terribly funny and all screamed with laughter, but I think some of the teachers were pretty scared, actually. We could see them so close up.
Speaker 3. Maya.
For me, it has to be something that happened quite recently. My mother's family comes from India, and if you count all my uncles and aunts and cousins, there are lots of us. In fact, I have family living all over the world in lots of different countries. For example, I have an uncle in Canada and a cousin in Kuwait and so on. You name the place, there's probably some uncle or cousin living there. But this is a time when we all got together, nearly 40 of us, for my grandma's 80th birthday at her house. We had organized a surprise party for her. People had made a real effort to get there, and we had an unforgettable weekend together.
Speaker 4. Patrick.
Oh, I can tell you about a trip we made across the River Plate from Buenos Aires to Montevideo on a rather old ferry when a storm came up. I lived there as a child, and I was with some friends from school. We'd been invited to someone's house there for a few days during our summer holidays. That's in December, you know. Anyway, it was very rough, and we all got quite ill. Luckily, it all blew over in a few hours, but when we got on dry land again, my legs were shaking.